the whole regional networking hour concept on Twitter started in Scotland with Scotland Hour. And there were two businesswomen from Yorkshire who saw the success of Scotland Hour and started Yorkshire Hour, which I think was the first one to really take off for local businesses. And a local businessman from the Northeast had, I don't know, joined in Yorkshire Hour and thought that it would be a good idea for the Northeast to promote it. And I happened to see it the first week that it was happening. And there were two or three people tweeting with a hashtag Northeast Hour. And so I asked what it was and what it was for and joined in. And I liked the idea of it so much that I basically took it and ran with it. And I set about after that first afternoon where there were three or four of us tweeting constantly and finding people to tell about it and explaining what it was and how to join in. And within a few weeks, it had grown massively. And by October, I'd been persuaded to extend it to a second hour a week so that we now have two, one an afternoon and one an evening, to try and suit everybody. And that's really how it came about. And I manage it and run it and promote it. And so I'm kind of known for being Northeast Hour. But the actual concept was introduced to the Northeast by a company called Canny Coffee.
But I mean, people who are in business in the Northeast and who are networking and who are active on Twitter, yes. I mean, it's a big thing for them, isn't it?
It's huge. It is. I mean, it has become so much bigger than I had ever anticipated when I started telling people about it. I had no idea that it would become as big as it has. It's something that I think businesses across the Northeast are now aware of generally, whether they're really big businesses or whether they're small one-man band businesses. The idea appealed to me originally because of the small businesses who are maybe working from home or do have premises but just don't have the budget for marketing and for PR. And it's a great way of them promoting themselves and networking without having to spend time away from either home, family, or their business, depending on when they join in.
And it trends massively now, doesn't it?
Every week. I'm quite proud of that, yeah.
Tell us about the trending for people who aren't necessarily okay, okay with it.
There are, at any given time, the Twitter Corporation tracks what is being tweeted all over the world. They calculate what are the most popular topics at any given time that are being discussed on Twitter. It gives huge exposure, potentially worldwide. And we're now big enough that the Tuesday afternoon session between 2 and 3 o'clock, since the middle of September, every week it has trended nationally in the UK. 2 weeks ago, for the first time, it was number one trend in the UK, which created a huge stir amongst the supporters for Northeast Hour. It's something to be really proud of, that it is working, and that for businesses that's important to, it means that their voice is reaching beyond just a closed local audience. It is actually potentially reaching across the country. And I have had reports sent to me from Northeast Hour supporters that on occasions we have actually hit the worldwide trending list. It is huge.
Because, I mean, trending above the likes of, was it Michael Owen you were trending
yes,
above?
Yes, we did. We trended above the Pope as well, previously to that, yes. We've beaten Christmas and Prime Ministers, and yes, it really is that successful. And I do get contacted by a lot of people from other parts of the country who are aware of the success of Northeast Hour and are looking for advice on how to replicate that in their own region. So whilst the whole concept of regional networking on Twitter has now exploded, Northeast Hour is certainly leading the way in terms of how successful that is.